Good morning. It's 8:05 with the morning after on Q105. Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 or on demand whenever you have the ability to check out the podcasts. They're up on Q1055.com. You can also follow many of our social pages, the Q1055 Facebook page. You can follow the new Eric D and the fam. Facebook page, easy to find podcasts, easy to catch up with the show. We have a newish voice on today. Again, no show sheet. This is not from lack of my preparation. I just don't know where things are going to go today. So I guess lots of ad-libbing. But we're glad to have you along. Maybe we'll have some time for some phone calls, which we rarely do. And the phone number to call the station when you'd like is 419-240-1055-806. Good morning. The morning after, it's Eric Chase and... a little late, but still a good neighbor, Demetrius Nicodemus.
What it do?
The new voice is an old voice. He is the one and only Philip Taylor.
Good morning.
With his...
Who is this?
This is Philip Taylor. Who is this?
I remember having a friend that looks slightly like this cat.
First of all, don't come for me like that because I've contacted you several times. I talked to your wife more than you.
Each time I seem to be conveniently out of town.
And our new friend to the show, Demarius Sims.
Yo, rise and shine.
I like that.
Thanks.
Get it.
Guys. I try.
Let's start with this long-lost voice, Philip Taylor.
Go for it. I know what you want to say. Just go for it. Go straight into it.
I told him, do you know about London? He has a boyfriend. We will sit back and enjoy this story together.
That's his name?
No, it's not his name.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, he's from London.
No, he lives in London.
Oh, okay.
See?
Are you being catfished?
No.
Like,
okay, good. So you've seen him?
Yeah, yes.
Great.
You've seen him.
Physically.
Okay.
We've done physical things.
Oh.
How?
Because he's been here.
Is this the guy you went somewhere and you hooked up with some guy?
Okay, wait.
I know.
Time out. Let's be a little bit more specific about that. All right? What are we talking about?
Is this the guy? I feel like he an older Spanish guy. I feel like Miami was happening.
No. Yeah. See, that was a long time ago.
Not the old guy.
Oh.
He was like late.
What did you do? I didn't do anything.
All right,
what did you do in Miami, Philip?
I never went to Miami. I think you're getting me confused with somebody else.
No. But tell me this. It's been so long since we've seen you.
I know.
We've passed like Martin Luther King Jr. Day, Black History Month.
I know. You missed all the hype of Black Panther.
We got to talk about that. No, so I mean, is that right?
Yes. Kind of.
So there's not really much to even say about it. His name is Danny, and he's Irish, but he lives in London. He's a programmer, and yes, we've hung out several times. He's been here. He does like a lot of lectures for like programming and coding and software and all that good stuff. Stuff that I don't really fully understand. But hey, it's cool. It's whatever.
Right,
it's fine.
We'll go around the room to make this fair. I'll start.
Okay.
How did you meet him?
We met in Detroit.
He's Irish. He lives in London. We met in Detroit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How?
It sounds like a joke.
He was doing one of his like lecture things. They're not really lectures. He calls them talks.
Conferences?
Yeah, there we go. That's what we'll say, conferences.
Are you guys dating or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Your turn, Demetrius.
Good for you.
Wait, I have. Why am I?
Keep going. It's fine.
How in Detroit did you meet him? Menjo's.
No, actually, Menjo scares me. It really does.
Bad neighborhood.
Not even the bad neighborhood. Like they wear like puppy masks and like tails that wag and all this leather. Which I mean, hey, they're nice guys. Don't get me wrong. They're super nice. High five. But like,
not your environment.
There was a puppy pit one night, and I was like, I'm good. I gotta go.
So, how did you meet him?
I met him at a bar. It was the hotel bar, restaurant.
Did you hook up first night? Yes.
Do you know that's how, like, in every Law and Order I've ever watched, that's how, like, prostitutes meet people, is in a hotel bar.
So, wait, let me rewind. Okay, so, like, we met slightly, like, by accident. So here's what happened. Like, my Instagram is a thing.
Yes, it is.
And he was already a friend of mine on Instagram. So when he saw me, he came up and said, this is really, really creepy, but I just want to say hi because we were friends on Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Okay, there we go.
He might be a relative.
There we go. What?
Strong game. I do that.
Good for him. And you know what? It wasn't creepy. He was very nice. Everything that happened after that was kind of basically my choice.
When was this?
This was when I went up to Detroit before I went to Florida. Remember that weekend, the first weekend that I wasn't here?
No.
The weekend before.
Oh, that weekend.
There were all of them.
Yeah.
The weekend before I wasn't here, the first one. Yeah.
Okay, so how many times have you seen him since?
Once. I've only seen him twice. Like, physically seen him twice.
And you're in a relationship?
See, it's a weird thing. And I know that it sounds...
shady?
Catfishy? No, not shady. It sounds strange and rushed, right? Is the issue that I'm having with this. And him and I have talked about this.
Totally homosexual.
It sounds
like it's right on the timeline of every gay person I've ever run into. Hi, I met him. We're dating. I move in.
That's a
lesbian
thing.
Then we break up.
A lesbian thing. Let's be real about it. Okay. That's what they do. They move in and buy cats real quick.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, but no, like, him and I had this discussion. Like, when he was here, we went and, like, met some of my friends, went to the museum and everything else. And it was like, well, we have to, like, come to a conclusion and a decision about what's happening, because there's no reason for us to even continue talking to each other when you live all the way across the ocean. There's no reason to spend money coming back and forth, all the rest of stuff. So, like, what are we going to do? What is our end goal?
My love's got a price tag and it's capped.
Think about it. It's like $1,200 to fly back and forth between here and there.
Oh, absolutely. It's expensive.
Do you FaceTime every day?
Yeah. I actually talked to him this morning before I came here. And I talked to him last night.
It's already like noon there.
Yeah. Right. Now it is. And like it's
Do you have like your robe on and a cup of coffee and you're like, hi babe?
Kind of. I was eating cereal, so a whole different situation. But no, like we meet each other's friends through FaceTime mostly. Like, I haven't been there yet. I do plan on going there, but he's, like you said, he's been here a couple times, and a lot of my friends here, well, not a lot, have met him. I did have an issue of telling one person about it, because I wanted to make sure that he knew before I, like, the masses knew, and he heard in the wrong way, because we all know he can be a little bit crazy. And I just wanted to make sure that he was aware. Yeah. So him and I had a discussion a couple days ago, because I knew that
I wanted to say rhymes with itchel. Oh, I did. I'm sorry.
I just knew that, like, coming here and having a discussion with you guys, it most likely was going to come up, because it's hard for me to keep my mouth shut, and then it was going to be 800 questions.
And you're close. Right.
And I swear to God, you've been putting out softballs that I'm not going to hit.
Like, what are you talking about? Shut up! Get off it! But no, yeah, like, he's a sweetheart, and here's the thing. Like, you both know that when Demetrius first met me, I was getting out of a relationship. It was really, really bad. I was super down and unhappy. You guys saw me with this last situation. Like, I was going back and forth, and I was messed up in the head, which messed with a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. And this one is completely different. This is going to sound really, really bad, but like, I have no reason to lie. I think it's a comfort level with him being like so far away that it's like, I need to be honest with you about everything. We have an understanding that since you are so far away, yo, like, you may right now may have some things that you want to do and deal with while you're there. Yeah, because
it's like an open relationship.
It has to be at this point, because again, like, we're an ocean away.
I'm good for that.
But I'm also like, listen, if I do anything, like, I'm going to be honest with you, and I expect the same. At this point in time, it's like really hard, because I've tried. I have another relationship situation we have to talk about off air. But I've tried, and honestly,
we're going till noon today, guys. We're on till noon.
It's been hard, because whenever you have feelings for somebody, you know, it's Demetrius, you're married, right? Whenever you have feelings for somebody, you see somebody else, it may look fun on the outside, but if you were to, like, actually, like, investigate in that, it's like, no, I don't want anything to do with that, because it's not what I want. You know what I mean? So, no you don't.
No, but...
You don't. Okay.
I appreciate you guys admitting to being candid with one another and go, look, if something happens, we'll be honest about it, because it's complex and difficult to carry out that relationship.
This is weird. This is so weird for me. I'm sorry.
Give it a try.
I like it, though.
What's the worst that can happen? You cheat on him and that's it?
Yeah, there's no cheating.
Yeah.
Because it's open?
There's no,
it's open.
Emotionally cheating.
It's only cheating if one of us lies. And right now, neither of us have the wherewithal or like the thought to do something with somebody else.
Right now,
exactly. But
you drink a lot and make bad decisions.
We both know this.
So when's the next time you're going to see him?
He'll be here at the end of next month for my show with the ballet. And then the month after that, I'm going to go there. And the month after, he's going to come here. And
we're probably going to switch on and off. So every month you're seeing each other.
Yeah.
That's good.
You've planned out like months ahead.
Is that not weird for me?
I can't even figure out if I'm going to the art museum or the imagination station in 3 hours.
Yeah. I think it's important, though. So,
8:14. Thanks for being here this morning, the morning after. We have much, much, much more to get to here on Q105. The morning after, Eric Demetrius, Philip Demarius.
Remember the Q's number.